Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
The Renaissance Center along the Detroit River has been the headquarters of General Motors for nearly 30 years. So why then is GM leaving?
The reality is that the Renaissance Center was never really a functional building.
I'm Brian Fisher. And this is the Daily J. The RenCen has defined Detroit's skyline since the first tower opened in 1976. And when I picture General Motors in my head, the image of that five-tower structure immediately jumps to my mind. So it came as a surprise to me when GM earlier this week announced they were leaving their home and moving their headquarters to the new Hudson's Detroit building in the heart of downtown along Woodward. What spurred this decision? Here is WWJ's business editor, Murray Feldman.
Because you don't need it anymore. There are plenty of offices that are going vacant these days. General Motors had about 1,300 employees working at the RenCen at the end of last year, which is down by about 70%, I understand, from 2020. So they don't need all that space. You have fewer people, and they're working fewer hours in the offices. General Motors tried to get them back to the office, and they refused to come back. General Motors had to walk back their policy on that, and they came to the conclusion that, well, maybe we can settle for just 3 days a week in the office. But I also think that they're looking for cost-cutting moves. They have a lot to invest in electric vehicles, hybrid technology. They've backed off a little bit on their electric vehicle plans because of certain things that are going on in the industry. But the point is they're looking to conserve money and save money and belt tighten. And one of the ways to do that is to cut your costs in real estate. And I think that's what they're doing. I think that might be a big part of it as well.
How much of a benefit is there as a business to moving to the heart of downtown Detroit?
Well, first of all, it's an image. Second of all, it's probably at the right price, and they're taking part the revitalization, which is still going on for Detroit. A couple of years ago, GM's CEO, Mary Barra, told the Free Press that our home and our headquarters will always be in Detroit. She didn't say the Renaissance Center, but she said always in Detroit. Had they left Detroit, it would have been an incredible blow. But the fact that they're staying in Detroit and making another commitment in Detroit, I think, is a great thing to happen at a time when Detroit's credit rating has just left junk. And it's now considered investment grade by two of the major credit rating services. So the city's really on a comeback, and General Motors is saying, hey, we want to be part of that, and we want to help push it forward a little more.
WWJ's Auto Beat reporter Jeff Gilbert also adds that the RenCen was never a very functional home to begin with.
Some analysts say that it will attract more talent. Let's face it, their main competitor, Ford, all of their technical people, their future people, are going to be at the train station, which is a cool new building. So there is that little bit of a competition where, okay, Ford's got a shiny new toy. Now General Motors has its shiny new toy. So, yeah, and hey, that works well for the city of Detroit to have both of those within a couple of miles of each other. So that in itself is attractive. The reality is that the Renaissance Center was never really a functional building. I mean, you've been in there, I assume. It's hard to find your way around. GM made it a lot easier to find your way around. But in terms of functionality, it's an artistic-looking building. It's a cool-looking building. It's a concept from the early 70s of what people thought the future was going to be. But as an old country song once said, the future is not what it used to be.
The Rensen was designed to look cool, but everyone I spoke with today echoed Jeff's sentiments, that it's impractical to use. So why then did Henry Ford II and the Ford Motor Company, who came up with the idea for the Renaissance Center, design it to be so impractical? Here's Detroit historian Ken Coleman.
Amaze craze. I was literally today, I led a Detroit history tour today, and there's still sections, there's still times in which, many decades later, that I don't know where I am because I can't figure out which tower is what, and then navigating yourself from one of the towers to the hotel or the convention space. It's been a challenge over the years. You know, I think for a lot of people, we love the building. We love the reason why it was built. We love its proximity to the river. I think in terms of the internal layout, I think a lot of us have been scratching our heads since 1977.
But let's not get it twisted here. The Rensen is an iconic part of the city, and that was very intentional, even down to its name.
The Renaissance Center earned its name because of the times in which the original set of structures were announced and ultimately developed. Detroit lost more than 300,000 residents between the 1950 census and the 1970 census. Henry Ford II decided that he wanted to do something to stop the population loss. And Ford announced in 1971 that this massive commercial structure would be built on the city's riverfront. The name Renaissance Center gives life to an idea or a set of ideas that the city needed a rebirth, and that this massive commercial structure with a hotel and business office space could help spark a rebirth of the city.
So, 48 years after it opened, can we say that the Renaissance Center was successful in its goal of providing a spark to the city?
I think the Renaissance Center was successful in a significant way in bringing back, sparking interest, creating rebirth in downtown Detroit proper, as we know it today. If one were to go in a time capsule and go back 60 years and look at the land on which the Renaissance Center sits today, they would find a Detroit waterfront that was heavily industrial. The Renaissance Center, even as early as 1977, when the first phase was dedicated, really was sort of the leader in the effort to create a downtown Detroit that many of us enjoy today, that is a great mix of commercial structures, residential structures, but also a space where children can learn to ride their bike. Our 15-year-old learned to ride his bike along the Riverwalk. And if the Renaissance Center had not been contemplated in 1971, that opportunity probably would not have happened.
Stick around. More Daily J after this.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
GM may be moving, but the Renaissance Center is still going to be there. What's next for it now that its biggest tenant is moving out? Here's Mayor Mike Duggan.
We're going to work together, city, county, GM, and Bedrock. The city has lots of office spaces and lots of buildings. Could we save money bringing them together? Those are things we're going to look at. The state is looking at passing R&D incentives. Could this potentially be a center for R&D companies? There is enormous demand for housing. It's going to be expensive to retrofit those buildings for housing. How is that going to go? The beauty is we have a year to do this together, and nobody has repurposed buildings more than Dan Gilbert. So we have Bedrock and GM together with the city and the county. The difference between what's happened in the past and what's happened now is we have a year where we're planning not just the building they're moving into, we're going to plan the building they're moving out of.
Converting parts of the Rensen into residencies or retail is one popular theory for the space. But Murray thinks that converting it into more office space may be unwise.
Well, certain people have said it might become office space. Hard to believe that that would happen when you have so much commercial real estate that's literally going under because of the office situation in the country. The office space crisis, you might call it. The number of commercial real estate loans that went delinquent last year tripled from the year before. Major banks were left holding the bag on like more than $9 billion in unpaid loans because these commercial buildings had to refinance their loans. Mortgage rates are high, but also the properties were worthless because you had fewer people in these properties. It's interesting that some landlords began measuring occupancy not by the square footage, but by how much usage of the building there is. It's hard to believe that they would put more offices in there unless that's just part of a big plan.
As the Hudson's Detroit building nears its completion, GM will move from one iconic building to another. And hopefully this allows for a new chapter of the Renaissance Center and not the end of its story. Thanks to Jeff Gilbert, Murray Feldman, and Ken Coleman for lending their expertise to this episode. And also, thank you to WWJ's John Hewitt for his reporting on this story. And as always, this podcast wouldn't be possible without WWJ's digital team. Check out WWJNewsRadio.com for the top local news stories on demand 24/7. Make sure you don't miss out on new episodes of The Daily J by subscribing using the Odyssey app or get it wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Brian Fisher, and this is The Daily J. Thanks for listening.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.